Anyway, now we're going to do some meditation, which is even more interesting. And this is a time when we can just learn, just like that door we have to close over there, to close the fire doors. You can't just pull it, you have to push it to close it. It's just like meditation. You have to be counterintuitive. In order to get somewhere, you have to stay where you are in meditation. To make progress, you have to do nothing. So all of these things in meditation, in order to get what you really, really want, you have to let go of everything. So this is just like closing the fire doors. Counterintuitive, but once you know how it's done, it's very, very easy. So we're now going to sit down and spend half an hour doing nothing. So you like to close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, we don't do anything, we just look at our body. Just to examine it, to get to know it, to feel it as fully as we possibly can. And I must say, at the beginning you can do a few little things like scratch, cough, you know, just move your legs, wiggle your bottom, whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable. It's not a good sign that you can yawn like me. If I go to sleep during my talk, I apologize. I know some people say they listen to my talk before they go to bed and it sends them to sleep. Sometimes my talk might send me to sleep one day. So just get in touch with your body. One of the things about body awareness is you can't think the body. You can only feel it. And so many of the feelings in the body, we don't have names to describe them. So it stops all of our thinking and naming and inner conversation. We just get to know the feelings in the body. Are you tight anywhere? Is there an irritation somewhere? Is there pressure on some part of your body? First of all, if there is, you know it, and then you adjust the body to lessen the pressure, the tension, the tightness, the pressure. And when you've lessened the pressure on the body as much as you can by movement, then the next thing we do is just be aware as much as you can of the physical feeling and notice that it changes. No physical feeling stays the same. And hopefully you will notice that when you let things be, when you're kind to them, when you open the door of your heart to whatever you're feeling rather than reacting to it, the feeling gets less painful, less tense. When you take off the mental pressure, the physical pressure also diminishes. It's called letting the body be, relaxing. And you find when the mind stops controlling the body relaxes. It doesn't tighten up anymore. It gets loose and free. And your mindfulness gives you that feedback. You know the body is relaxing. You are letting go of tightness, taking away pressure, and just when the body becomes soft, so does the mind as well. You know the mind has become soft when there's any irritation like a sound or any other itch or anything on the body. It doesn't affect you anymore. You're soft. You don't react. You just flow with things, letting things be. This is what I call doing nothing. Just being. Starting with your body. When the body feels relaxed, it should also feel delightful. As I ask every week, please notice the pleasure of a relaxed body, the sense of ease, freedom from tension. There's a delight there, because if you can be mindful of the delight of relaxation, not only will the relaxation be sustainable, it will also get deeper. As your body gets more relaxed than it's ever been all week, and it gets more delightful, and you can feel just this is so healthy for your body. All the tightness and tensions and hard knots all get released. And you know, you can feel just how good that is for your physical health. So keep your awareness on your body. On its ease and peace and comfort. And then when your body is as relaxed as it can possibly become, if you wish, you can turn to your mental world, the world of all your thoughts and emotions and troubles. And there we begin by just knowing our emotional, mental world with all the thoughts. As I was saying to the monks on Wednesday night, look at your mind like a lake, a huge body of water, and all of those thoughts and concerns are like waves on the surface of the lake. When you really are disturbed and worried about something, it's like a storm on the lake. And your job is to let go. So the waves, the disturbances on your mind get less and less and less. Until the big waves turn into small waves. The small waves into ripples. And the ripples eventually subside, leaving your mind perfectly flat, clear, unruffled. And you know what disturbs that lake? The past, the future. And both of those things have no place in this meditation. You can deal with all those problems afterwards. Dealing with the past, dealing with the future is business. This is not business, this is spiritual. It's not solving problems, it's being at peace. It's not planning, it's being here and now. The place where your future is made. The place which will later on be your past, right now. The place of peace, the place of meditation, the present. Just rest in this moment, and you will learn much more from the present moment than you will ever learn from thinking about your past. This is where wisdom comes from now. And as you're in this moment, please be kind to this moment. Don't judge it. Criticize it, find fault with it. If you find fault with whatever you're experiencing now, your mind will get restless. Please think, this is good enough. This is now. This is all I have. It's good enough. And don't aim to get somewhere. Don't try and attain things that will take you away from just being here.
See if you can notice the peace growing in the moment. The longer you stay in the present moment with kindness, the more that peace builds. It grows stronger and deeper. When you're mindful of the peace in your mind, it will give you feedback again. You will know what brings more peace and what disturbs that peace. And with that awareness of the quality of your mind, you'll soon learn how to let go and have very, very deep states of peace. Getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What's it like inside? How still is your lake, your mind? And what's it feel like when there's hardly a wave on the surface of your mind? Unfortunately, I've got to ring the gong now. So please listen to the gong, and after the gong finishes, sign for the third time, come out from your meditation.